Welcome to the sermon podcast of Paley Presbyterian Church. This Sunday is Student Ministry Sunday, so the following sermon is by Ben, Alexa, and Sarah, who are students in our youth group.
Hello all, my name is Ben Grant, and I'm a senior at Conestoga High School. As many of you already know, my school's mascot is a pioneer. Our emblem is a Conestoga wagon. And do you know what happens when you mess with the wagons? Anyone? You get the wheels. It's yeah. I know it's lame, but being a pioneer has its perks. A pioneer is defined as a person who's among the first to explore or settle a new country or area. We live in the middle of suburban Philadelphia, the main line. There's nothing to explore or settle around here. It's all been done for us. This is where thesaurus.com comes in handy. The first synonym that comes up when you look up pioneer is trailblazer. I consider myself to be a trailblazer. While all the trails around these parts are already blazed, so to speak, I can still be a trailblazer of my faith. I know it's cheesy, I get it. I have been a trailblazer of my faith and my concept of what a faithful Christian is since my freshman year. Confirmation class was the start of my faith journey. My peers and I learned what it meant to be a Christian and what it means to have faith. My first ever retreat as a high schooler, the winter retreat, opened my eyes to what it meant to have faith. It started out with the drive there. Listening to Christian rock songs for 2.5 hours straight isn't the worst, believe it or not. We get there, unpack, and start the weekend off right with some worship. The band is all set up in the chapel, our minds and bodies are ready for prayer, and we sing and dance to some amazing songs. Being there with your friends is an amazing feeling. Looking to my left and my right and seeing my peers singing with just as much enthusiasm as I was cool. After that, we go to sleep. I learned that night that boy talk is just as fun as girl talk. The next day was full of eating, playing, laughing, worshiping, and having lots of fun. When it comes time for nighttime worship, there's a solemn mood in the air. After some song and dance, everyone went back to the common area on the campus and we sat in a circle in the dark with candles in hand. With Brian starring the circle, we made our way around the room, lighting each other's candles. By the end of the circle, the entire room is lit. This is a great example of the power of prayer in groups. While praying by yourself is a good way to talk to God, when you pray in a group, I think it reaches him faster. Then, in ascending order, we blew out our candles by grade level until we reached the seniors. The seniors meet in the middle of the room, while everyone else congregates around them and lays a hand on their shoulders. We take turns praying for them aloud, as this is the last time for many of them that they will be on such a special retreat with their peers. At the end of the laying of hands, we all sit back down. The seniors spread out with their candles and light someone else's candle. When the senior lights an underclassman's candle, this is like the passing of a torch. It passes on their faith, luck, wisdom, knowledge, and anything else important to them. While kneeling over their selected student, they pray for them. Freshman me is sitting there the whole time wondering why the seniors are crying. One of them walks over to me, kneels over me, and lights my candle. He says to me that he wishes me the best of luck on my faith journey and that he knows that I'll carry on his faith in everything I do. I was honored to have been picked to carry on his legacy, to carry out his faith in everything I do. I took those sentences with me throughout my time spent in high school. I wanted to grow up just like him, and I wanted to have faith in God just like him. It was intimidating at first to see all the students older than me having faith. I had faith, but it wasn't as developed or as intricate as theirs. On the next year's winter retreat, I was chosen again by a senior to receive their light. They knelt in front of me, laid their hand on my knee, and prayed for me. They told me that I was special and that I was chosen for a reason to carry on their light. Again, I was honored, and I took it to heart in everything I did. My faith still wasn't solidified or anything tangible. It was just something up in the air. I still didn't understand truly what it meant to have faith. It wasn't until recently, more specifically my senior year spent on the winter retreat, when I fully understood what it means to pass on my light and to have faith. During the candle lighting ceremony, my fellow seniors, who have known my whole life, gathered with me during the laying of hands. We looked at each other, tears running down our cheeks, as we received the love and guidance of a lifetime. I will never forget the prayers said for us that night, as they will be with me my whole life. Everyone sits back down, leaving the five of us standing in the middle. My eyes lock onto my brother, Charlie, and I walk towards him, ultimately kneeling in front of him. I light his candle, passing on my light from my life to his. This is when it struck me. passing of light from a senior to an underclassman is not the passing of wisdom or knowledge or faith or anything like that. The passing of light makes sure that he will find his faith on his own time, in his own way. In the book of John, chapter 12, Jesus tells his disciples about his death and what it means to follow their faith and to walk in his light. Starting with verse 35, "Then Jesus told them, 'You're going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light.' When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. That light will guide him to whatever he chooses to do with his life. That light will brighten up any room that he is in. It will protect him from evils, as it has done for me, and it will guide him on a path to finding faith in God. I told Charlie to take this light and hold on to it for me, to keep it burning for me. I told Charlie that this light will light up any path that he chooses, that he doesn't need to grow up like anyone, and that he is special and loved no matter what. I told him that even though he'll be away from home, a little piece of me will always be burning inside of him. That is what faith is for me. Faith carries me wherever it wants, lights up any path I choose, protects me along the way. Faith is the undying support and love for me wherever I go, the same love and support I have for Charlie. Charlie, carry that light as far as it'll burn. Be your own person. Even though we might be split up, a little piece of me will always burn inside of you. I have faith in you in anything you do. My faith is your light until you find your faith and light your own path. Use my light to find yours. Light up those paths. Be my little trailblazer. Be my little pioneer."
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sarah Neal. I am a senior at Great Valley High School and TCHS College. It's a technical college high school. Many of y'all might not know what that is, but that's okay. So I'm going to start off by reading a little bit of scripture. "If someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it, but do this in a gentle, respectful way." That's from the first book of Peter, chapter 3, verse 15 to 16. "My whole life, I grew up in and out of this beautiful church we're gathered in today. I never really came to know God until I was in about ninth grade. I would go to church events in middle school and all of that, but I never really took it in a spiritual way. I just took it as a way to have fun with my friends. It was around halfway through my freshman year of high school when I felt the true presence of God. I was sitting in my room when I thought it was a plain old simple day, I was just gonna go to sleep, maybe eat some food, and that's when my mom and my stepdad told me to come downstairs to have a talk. My mom looked me right in the eyes and said, 'Your father has relapsed yet again on cocaine.' I honestly didn't know where to turn or what to do. I felt betrayed yet again. At that point in my life, I really began to throw myself into the church. I volunteered more often and came to more church events. I wanted to know what God had to say. We're gonna fast forward 3 years now. I'm now a senior in high school and my life is going smoothly, I could say. I'm in a group at my home school, Great Valley, for concerned persons of friends or family members that are substance abusers. I have been in this group since my freshman year at Great Valley. In this group, I could say anything and everything. So I shared about a time when I had experienced abuse from an unnamed person. I'm still facing the consequences to this day. Throughout a whole investigation and all the menageries that I've been through, God's everlasting love always remained steadfast. God was the one I sent my prayers up to whom I lifted my heart and soul to when it was too heavy to carry. My faith has not been shaken because of the hardships I've been through, but only gotten stronger by the love of Jesus Christ. When my father had been diagnosed with cancer, the verse that really stuck in my mind was Isaiah 41:10. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Rereading this scripture over and over and over again has helped reassure my mind that my father was going to be okay, that this addiction that he had wasn't going to take him away from me. Every time I had fear that I was going to get that it was going to get worse or he wasn't going to come back, I read over this verse and felt a peace in my heart that God was going to take care of him and my mother. My mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1999, 2 years before I was born. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a chronic, typically progressive disease involving damage to the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. Symptoms that I have witnessed my mother go through are numbness, impairment of speech, impairment of her limbs, blurred vision, and severe fatigue. She has had her moments where she had to push through and be strong, and her moments where her body would just collapse on her. My mother is one of the strongest women I've ever had the pleasure of being loved by, next to my Nonna. My Nonna was a very religious person. She went to church as often as one person could. She had her home church, but she did also float around to other churches to broaden her spectrum, she said. But one day, when I was struggling with my faith and my hope, she told me about her favorite verse to read when she needed a little faith. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. When she told me this, I kind of blew it off because I was more focused on just getting this part of my life over with. I didn't want to have to deal with it. I didn't want to have to think about it. But now that she's passed away, I look back on the scripture with different eyes. Eyes that will read it with more depth and let God instill the strength in me I need to get through her passing and the other hardships I've been challenged with this year. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Melissa Gim, the Emerson Catholic High School. This morning, we'll start with my story. I am alive. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the beginning. PAPC has been singing home to me all my life. I asked my mom about when I started going to church. She told me this. When I Tuesday, first Sunday morning. God has treated about this year, in 2001. I love this church. I've always been involved in Sunday school and youth group. With the early mornings. I look forward to those classes. The great teachers and youth leaders and the friends I made and have here. It's a kind of event, really fun day. My two monitors. The VBS for so much fun. I learned a lot about God and Bible stories about those things. But I look forward to it was in my fifth grade year. I did my last Christmas pageant. And then the next summer, then my first grandscape camp. I was so excited. My mother and sister told me how great it was. I couldn't wait for the summer to come. I was ready to become even more involved in church and learn more about God and my relationship with Him. And on December 3, 2011, that's fifth grade, life changed forever. After being sick with some of the virus, I collapsed and slipped into a coma for 12 days. I almost died. Turns out I developed Addison's disease, and no one knew it. Of course, I missed my last pageant. When I woke up, I was very different than I was before I got sick. I suffered a massive brain injury that affected every part of my brain. Went to the doctor so I would never walk. Talk, eat, or damage everything in my life. I simply just anything and had to learn everything all over again. I didn't remember much about being in hospital for those 3 months. I heard my mom talk about some things before. Remember first phone calls to Daphne Hager here at ABC. Yeah, she wanted the love and support her and her family. And within minutes of calling Mrs. Hager, Jim Churchill called. And then Jeff and Mrs. Conway, Daphne and Jill Offenberg all visited me in the hospital. I don't remember that. But I do remember Jeff visiting me Christmas Eve and making me laugh. Because you know the song was to look up. And they can be, they still know slime also look up. Many, many people came to visit me and my parents at DuPont, which really meant a lot. Thank you for all of that. I had physical therapy, occupational therapy, music therapy, school therapy, every day in hospital. I also have psychotherapy, group therapy, water therapy many times each week. When I left the hospital, I still had to have a lot of therapy. Against all odds, I myself, my birthday Monday, I was able to be a personal nurse for the week I stayed in my grand's camp that summer. I didn't sign much at all or do many of the physical things other kids did. I was determined to go, and so I did. It was just as great as the soulmate was. Every year that to participate in talks more in Jesus' time, I continued my involvement here at APC as I was able to. I was actively involved in a youth group, attend Christian training camps, and volunteer at JVS, and other activities. And for the last 4 years, I worked as a volunteer and in preschool, Sunday school, and worked in nursery on occasion. I still love all the things I do here at APC. Nursery, my song influenced in my life. In the years of my illness, I have read a lot on the caring bread entries and heard stories from my friends here, and now that my church family prayed for me a lot back then. I went to church, I saw I was on the prayer list for many months after. And I felt so lucky to have the prayers and wonderful people in this church. I want to thank everyone now in the prayers on my behalf. Thank you so much. My mom asked for prayers for miracle, once I'm working on time. I read that she knew the prayers were being heard because I was creeping so much more than others ever would. 3 years after getting out of the hospital, one day, my DuPont doctors treated me, told me it was in the beginning called a medical miracle. I do believe the prayers were heard and answered. I have asked him in anger with God, same as I am. I understand why God has happened to me. Why did I have to get sick? Let me injure and make things so hard and confusing. Why did I deserve this? Then I realized I can have it and much worse than it could have been because of why I'm alive. I may not be going to college because of my fears. Once my dreams went to Harvard, but I can read and write. And I will be graduating high school with my friends this week. I'm going to study commercial graphic arts at Cook College High School next year. I do plan to next time the college program for another year or two. I mean, I'm able to drive a car or many independent like my friends, but I can walk. I said I couldn't. And that I would not. And my mom, I'm special for right now. I can't talk as well as I would like to. And my thoughts are often crazy in my head, but I can talk with my friends and family. And I have rare speech to the therapist to help me improve. And my brain injury did not cause a change in behavior or emotions. That the most awesome big problem. So it's a sweet, wonderful person. Always was. Do I get my glass of times? Yes, I do. Then I think, if I kill that too, I'm here, I'm alive. I can learn and I'll move on. It has been a lot of hard work over the last 7.5 years. Because therapy. I'm so grateful for the dozens of wonderful group of coaches and teachers and my great tutor that have worked with me over the years. I do believe God sent amazing people to me, and for that I'm thankful. I would not have made progress without them. I always would not be here today without looking at my family. I'd be blessed with them, wonderful, big, adoring family, and loving, accepting church family, and some good friends. I love life, and there's a lot to live for. In the end, I'm grateful, thankful for all the blessings God has given me. And always, I remember how beautiful, lovely, and loved you so.